Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. High-quality certified seed from Shirley Farms will make you money. Joe and Ann Shirley have been raising and selling certified wheat seed since 1975, and Joe says this year's wheat seed is the lowest price in several years. He's offering Bentley, Iba, Gallagher, and Ruby Lee from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Certified wheat seed at great prices from Shirley Farms. Call Joe Shirley at 580-748-0900 or 580-748-0901 or check their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
The cattle futures market continued to grind higher on live cattle and feeder cattle futures today. Feeder cattle in October were up about a dollar here at $152.95. They've been rallying since the middle part of October. We're going back to the highest levels and against the trend line set from at the first of summer through the end of the summer, which is in that mid to low 150 range. There are a lot of people talking about the profits made from the cattle feeding. The people feeding cattle are being piled back into the feeder cattle, are buying more feeder cattle, and that's what's driving it up. There's also a lot of talk of the fact that the live cattle are too cheap relative to the feeder cattle. In some instances, as much as $30 difference. A lot of people saying that's just too wide. So we're getting some people hedging feeder cattle in here, especially out in the spring months. If you're buying them for wheat pasture, seeing a lot of that March, April, May time frame selling. It's in the high 140s. All three, March, April, and May, around 147 actually on the feeder cattle. Now, live cattle did tick up just a touch as well, up 40 to 60 cents here to close the day with October at 108 even. Still no cash trade developed. We might get some tomorrow morning. But at the end of the week, we'll have a cattle on feed and a cold storage, which a lot of the estimates will be out tomorrow.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were pretty quiet today without a whole lot of activity. The corn and beans closed lower, with corn down about 3 cents, beans down about a penny. And then wheat closed about eight off their lows, up a half to a penny here, with the July 18 at $4.90, up a penny. So a really good, strong comeback. Yesterday, we saw the update on the crop condition and progress report. Corn harvest is 7% complete. So moving along nicely. Normally this time of year they're about 11%, so a little bit behind, but this early a 4% difference isn't all that big. Some of that was pushed back due to the two hurricanes. Soybean harvest 4%. Last year was also 4% harvested. The good to excellent category is still pretty strong here, with 61% in corn, about 59% on the soybeans. Hedge funds are still short the wheat, corn, long a little bit of soybeans. And then Stats Canada came out this morning, and they estimate their all wheat production will be down 14.5% from last year at 27.13 million tons. Last year it was 31.7. So Canada is no different than the United States and the rest of the world. The price of wheat is low enough here where there's no real incentive to produce extra wheat. So we're seeing that across the world. The wheat price hopefully will stabilize at these levels. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.